Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 24, Mbombela 28, and Emalahleni a high of 26 degrees.
In Randburg on the N1 northbound, a collision at Malibongwe Drive, it's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Eben Etzebeth, Siya Kolisi, Percy Dow and Gerda Steyn among the nominees for the SA Sports Awards, and Barcelona fined for racist behaviour by their fans in the Champions League.
We start in Iran. Explosions and an air attack that is now pushing fears that the Middle East is on the brink of war. Officials in America confirmed to CNN this morning that Israel is responsible for the air attack near the Iranian city of Isfahan early this morning. While Iran says it will not immediately respond, the country's foreign affairs minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, told CNN yesterday,
in case the Israeli regime embarks on adventurism again and takes action against the interests of Iran, the next response from us will be immediate and at a maximum level.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Back home, the message to vast parts in the east of the capital region that have not been having electricity for more than 24 hours.
Due to the ongoing assessment and cleanup efforts, we are unable to provide an estimated time of restoration at this stage. We urge all affected residents to remain patient as we work expeditiously so to resolve the issue.
That's at the Mooikloof substation that exploded and caught fire late Wednesday night. Tswane member of the mayoral committee, Themba Fosi, said last night that it had been established the cause of the explosion was a fault on one of the main power cables outside the substation. Vast parts are in the dark, including areas surrounding the Woodlands Lifestyle Centre, the Parkview Shopping Centre, the Pretoria East Hospital and the East Side Church and School. Nestle has defended a regional recipe adjustment that allowed for sugar to be added to baby food in poorer countries. Recent investigations have revealed that Nestle adds sugar to baby food in South Africa and other low and middle income countries. In Western markets, however, the company is selling sugar-free formulations. A joint probe by Public Eye and the International Baby Food Action Network accuses the multinational company of disregarding health guidelines. Popular brands like Nido and Cerelac show higher sugar content in poorer countries with up to 4 grams per serving. Nestlé claims there's no compromise to nutritional integrity. The Independent Electoral Commission says there are no gaps that would allow for vote rigging.
In this country, you will not rig an election. Contrary to views, without really thinking carefully, the notion of a result that can be rigged in this country simply doesn't exist.
IEC Board Chairperson Mosotu Muyepo addressed the symposium at WITS yesterday, with now less than 6 weeks to go till we vote. More on our news blog. And forgive the Swifties if they don't seem to be able to concentrate today. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, was released just now. Already trending, Fortnite featuring Post Malone. And for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you. I'm Gerda de Suzan and your Wifnies. America bevestig, Israel het vanochtend 'n lugaanval op Iran geloots.
Unfortunately for her, that was also leaked, which is unfortunate.
I know. And then you see how they tried to delete all the posts on social media because it was a real leak. And the reason people knew it was a real leak was because Taylor Swift's department came and started deleting
Taylor Swift's department. Swift herself.
No, that whole department that also runs the poets department.
Jy sit nog by die huis, drink 'n koffie, hier kom Taylor Swift in.
En haar hele departement.
Nee, net so. Gryp jou foon, like, is it? Hoe is it?
Ek sien vir jou.
Delete, delete, delete. Wat jy doen is mense van jou lelike foto neem. Ja. Ek sien.